The future of the European Union's Lisbon Treaty was the main issue on the agenda when Czech President Václav Klaus played host to his Polish counterpart Lech Kaczyński on Thursday. The media speculation was that the Polish president was on a mission to persuade the Eurosceptic Mr. Klaus to tone down his marked opposition to Lisbon. If that was the case, it was mission unaccomplished. Ian Willoughby reports.
Václav Klaus confirmed his reputation as a firm Eurosceptic last month, when he became the only senior political figure in Europe to welcome Ireland's rejection of the EU's Lisbon Treaty. In fact, the Czech president reacted with some glee to the no vote, thanking Irish voters for scuppering what he called an artificial elitist project. The future of Lisbon dominated proceedings on Thursday at the Czech presidential residence at Lany, where Mr. Klaus played host to his Polish counterpart, Lech Kaczyński. Mr. Kaczyński had himself initially refused to sign the Lisbon Treaty in the wake of Ireland's no vote, but he made an abrupt U-turn recently after apparently winning concessions from France's President Nicolas Sarkozy, one of Lisbon's keenest supporters. Indeed, the speculation in the Czech press was that Mr. Sarkozy had sent Mr. Kaczyński to the Czech Republic to try to persuade Mr. Klaus to at least tone down his anti-Lisbon views. If that really was the case, the Polish president's mission was a failure. At a joint appearance in front of the media, Václav Klaus said the EU's reform treaty was a mistake and a bad thing for Europe. In fact, he said there was simply no point in talking about the drama caused by Ireland's no vote unless the Irish changed their position. And referring to speculation about the reasons for Mr. Kaczyński's visit, he said neither had tried to change the other's views. What the two did agree on was that the key to the future of Lisbon lay with Ireland, which was hardly going out on a limb, given that all 27 EU states have to ratify the treaty for it to come into effect. The Czech Constitutional Court is due to rule later this year on whether the treaty is in line with the Czech Constitution, with the Czech government recommending a decision in favour of Lisbon. If that happens, the Czech Parliament is likely to approve ratification sometime around the end of this year, which raises the prospect of President Klaus having to grit his teeth and sign a document to which he is firmly opposed.
Now on to another Czech who's perhaps even more famous than this country's president.